Now, as you know, on the show, we've been following developments at Cricket South Africa quite closely, and the Sports, Arts and Culture Minister, Nathi Mthethwa, saying today that he has received a formal report confirming the resignation of the entire board of Cricket South Africa on Monday this week. We know that the acting president, Beresford Williams, and the others all quit, and the minister then held a meeting with the Members' Council. Minister of Sport, Nathi Mthethwa, joining us on the line now. Minister, thank you for your time today. Tell us about the meeting with the Members' Council and what your position is on these resignations.
Well, thanks. meeting we had yesterday with the team, and they informed us about what we have heard in the media already. But they confirmed that officially to us. What then that meant was that we then were on the point to finalize the process, mainly of appointing. Now the process of appointing the interim team. What the members' council did was that after the resignation, they decided that there are some members who would be there, three members who would be there, and led by Rianne Richards as the head or acting head at the moment until we finalize the process. So we thought that it is important that when we reach the point where we announced, because that's what is that's what needs to be done now. We announce who the interim members are. We do a thorough consultation, which we did. We open up for others. You have SASCOC, for instance, and we did say that if they have a name or names, they should. But the major thing for us is that the interim team would be a semblance of what the Nicholson report said the board should be, because the emphasis on the report is that the board should predominantly be members or directors, independent directors, as it were. So
that's right, Minister. So I did want to ask you that. So Nicholson, in his recommendations, quite clearly said that we should follow the model that was adopted by Australia and New Zealand, and the majority of the members on the board should be independent. And he suggests that we should have the very best minds in marketing and business. Are you going to have these Nicholson recommendations implemented? Because CSA has not implemented them.
Precisely. Our criticism with the CSA has been around that. Though people would raise issues of Fundutse report and so on, but mainly for us is that we know we could have avoided many of the follies of the CSA had we followed the Nicholson report. So that's what we are going to be doing with the process. And it's agreed, it's accepted by the Members' Council, SASCOC, on board, the CASA as well. So we definitely are going to ensure that we follow that, so that going forward, this is the kind of model we should take.
Well, that is very, very encouraging to hear, Minister, that you are going to be following Nicholson's recommendations finally, 7 years later. Do you feel like we are finally getting somewhere with this chaotic situation? As fans, we obviously want to see the game being played. England is coming. You have confirmed that. But do you feel like we are finally getting somewhere, that there's movement with cleaning up the administration?
I think so. And I said as much to the Members' Council that all what I've been raising is that government has no business in running sports or any sporting code, including cricket. We want federations to run their affairs, but run them properly. You know, you have the Zulman report, the FASCOC, you have the Nicholson report. Somehow there's some resistance, and we're seeing, we're signaling that actually, that that time is over, because the people who suffer at the end of the day are athletes. People in boardrooms and so on, everything seems to be fine with them when they are messing up things. Things have been messed up, but I am very confident that from here going forward, we should correct everything so that we don't go back to where we were before the resignation of the board.
Sports Minister Natim Tetwa, thank you for your time today and for agreeing to come on the Midday Report to talk to us about this.
My pleasure, Mindy. Yes.
Encouraging from the Minister of Sport, saying that he agrees with the Nicholson recommendations, which say that we should have a majority of independent directors. Let's hope we have the right people running the game now of cricket, and it does seem like we are making some progress.